Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, January 30th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. You know what we do on Mondays? We break down what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. Really great questions this week. Seems like he's trying to do more volume of questions, which I respect and appreciate, although it does make the episodes a little bit long. First question, how are people using Notes? If you're not familiar, Notes is a new feature added to Instagram where you see in your direct message box what other people's notes are. You can create your own and it lasts for 24 hours.
Notes are often used as conversation starters. So you can say, you know, looking for ideas for what to do this weekend, movies to see, books to read. But we often see them used as ways to see what other people have to think about different questions. And often people just use it as a status update to tell people what you're up to, specifically people you follow who follow you back. We see it used a lot more with teens than non-teens, but usage is growing and we're excited about it.
I like the stat he mentioned about how more teens are using Notes than non-teens. I think if you are marketing to teens and you have teens who follow you, this would be a really good avenue to explore using and see how your engagement differs. I really like that concept. Next question. Do you boost content for some creators? Now, the word boost is interesting. Typically on Instagram, you see the word boost when it comes to putting marketing dollars behind posts. But in this specific case, the person is asking, do you expand the reach of posts from some creators? Here's the answer.
So in terms of content or photos and videos from accounts you follow, what we try to do is just show you what we think you're the most interested in. So we don't try to boost any creators. We do try to value original content more when we understand it, but that is always a bit difficult to understand. Now, in recommendations, where you're seeing a photo or video because Instagram is recommending it to you, not because you followed an account, we do tend to favor creators. So we look for ways to give creators more incremental reach through recommendations across all different recommendation services. So Explore, Video Chains, the Reels tab, across the app.
Next question. Do you find new creators on your Explore page? Here's his answer.
Yeah, I find creators in Explore and in recommendations in general. So in recommendations in Feed and the Reels tab all the time. Often just I go down a bit of a rabbit hole based on one interest. Maybe it's dancing and then I start to see more videos from other creators and you kind of discover some amazing people. I try to highlight a new creator every week on Creator Spotlight on Mondays, but if there's other ways you'd like to see us surface creators, let us know.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about adding hashtags to posts later, scheduling reels, and whether or not someone gets notified if you take a screenshot of their stories. And we're back. Next question. If I decide to edit and add a hashtag to my reel, days or even weeks later, will it work? This is a really good question. I don't think it works the way this person is anticipating it works, which is that suddenly it gets redistributed, which would be amazing, but also could be kind of annoying.
If you mean will the hashtag be added to your reel, yes. So it can show up in places like hashtag pages, but it's not going to get redistributed to everybody who follows your account. That would be really spammy.
Next question, and I love this one. Why does Instagram have music in their library to choose from, but then get banned? What they're referring to is if you select a song and then later that song is no longer available, the audio gets removed from your reel. This is a very frustrating experience for users, especially if it was like a lip sync video or something along those lines.
So for us to show any music in our product, we have to get rights from the music rights holders, and their music rights are kind of complicated. There's distribution rights, streaming rights, etc. Sometimes we lose those rights. So if we lose those rights retroactively, then we have to take that song out of our catalog. That's what can happen when something that was okay no longer, essentially you lose your audio. What we try to do in that moment is to give you the opportunity to switch the audio, which sometimes is reasonable and sometimes doesn't work at all. But we want to at least give the creator that choice.
I'm going to go on record as saying that I find this to be an absolutely ridiculous problem to have. Clearly, millions of dollars are getting traded back and forth between companies with extremely large budgets. Why not just solve this once for all time? Or solve it in 20-year increments? Why would you do year-to-year or even 6-month or whatever increments you're doing that is causing this problem to happen? Recognizing what a bad experience it creates for users, when they take the time to match up the words with the lyrics of the song or match up the beats that they edited the video to for the specific song and then just lose all of that simply because two companies couldn't come to an agreement. It's just such a frustrating experience. I really hope that someone steps in with a way to improve that whole mechanism. And the last question we're going to do today, if I take a screenshot of someone's stories or DMs, will they be notified?
No, we don't notify people when you take a screenshot of a story or a DM, but would you like us to? Let me know. I'm curious if you think it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Personally, I don't care that much, but if you are sending something in the DM and it was very private, and you wanted to know if someone was going to be sharing it or not, getting that notification would be pretty helpful. Then again, you could just turn your phone into airplane mode, then take the screenshot, which would avoid anyone getting notified about it. So there's already a workaround for a feature that doesn't even exist yet. Maybe just put that in the back of your mind in case they ever implement that feature. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to listen every day. Send me messages when you listen. I will say that review week, which I asked if you could write a review, did not work out the way I hoped. I didn't get any additional reviews, at least that I saw. Thank you for listening anyway. Hopefully you continue to enjoy the content that I create and put out. But if you do get a chance to write a review, I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram or other social media related content.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently. Until they let me run my team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.